All right, ready to jump in. Today we're going deep into this web form. It's called HSG.
Okay.
And basically it's all about the webcomic Homestuck. So
lots to unpack there.
Yeah. So think of it like a big online hangout spot for Homestuck fans.
Mm-hmm.
Where they just go to, you know, chat about all things Homestuck.
Yeah.
Everything from, you know, like character backstories to the creator himself, Andrew Hussey.
Right.
We've got this, like, a snapshot of their conversations from December 26th, 2024.
Okay.
And let me tell you, it gets pretty interesting.
I bet it does. It's going to be fascinating to see what we can uncover, you know? I think it's more than just, like, fan theories and inside jokes, though. It's really a glimpse into how these, like, passionate online communities, they form their own little cultures.
Yeah.
You know, and how they deal with, like, how the internet's always changing.
Right. Right off the bat, we see all these posts talking about visits from Roll.
Oh, yeah.
It seems like it's got to be an inside joke.
Yeah.
But they don't really explain it anywhere.
Oh, interesting.
It makes you wonder, like, how do these little mysteries help shape the community?
Yeah, it's almost like a secret handshake.
Yeah.
You know, it tells you who's really part of the group, part of that inner circle.
Right, right.
And then you see that sense of belonging even more when they, like, start talking about stuff from the real world in their discussions.
Yeah.
Like, take Christmas, for example.
Right.
You see posts about, you know, people's gifts and family get-togethers.
Yeah.
Even someone shared a Homestuck-themed Christmas greeting, but in Japanese.
Whoa, that's awesome.
Yeah.
I love that.
It's like they're saying, like, we may be super into this fictional world.
Hmm.
But we're still part of, you know, real life.
Yeah.
We just see it through our own lens.
Totally, totally.
Speaking of unique perspectives, their analysis of the Homestuck characters is really something.
Okay. Oh, yeah, it gets deep.
They go way beyond the surface, debating everything. I mean, everything from physical attributes and motivations to even speculating about, like, characters' ethnicities and sexual orientations.
It's true. One user even claims to have a picture of Andrew Hussey, the guy who made Homestuck, in China.
No way.
Yeah. And another one is absolutely certain that he's 5'3" tall.
Wow.
It's like this, almost like a detective game.
Yeah.
Where they're trying to put together a complete picture of these fictional characters.
Mm-hmm.
Almost like they're real people.
What's interesting to me about that is that, like, this deep dive into the characters, it shows this real desire for representation, you know?
Yeah.
Fans want to see themselves in the stories they love.
Of course.
And by analyzing characters' identities, they're kind of having a bigger conversation about diversity and being inclusive.
Totally. And it's not all serious analysis either. Mm-hmm. There's plenty of humor mixed in.
Oh, yeah.
We see, like, ironic memes and even this hilarious fake synopsis for a Homestuck porn parody.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. I mean, humor is... it's so important for online communities, right?
Definitely. It helps everyone bond.
Mm.
It's a way to let loose a little, share inside jokes,
yeah,
and just, like, you know, ultimately show love for the thing they're all fans of.
Absolutely. But speaking of the source material, it's not all sunshine and rainbows when it comes to Andrew Hussey on the forum.
Really?
There's a surprising amount of negativity directed at him.
Hmm.
From critiquing his writing to, you know, straight up calling him names.
I mean, that's kind of fascinating, though, this back and forth. It
yeah.
shows the complex relationship fans can have with the people who create the thing they love.
Mm.
They're so invested in the work.
Right.
And when it doesn't meet their expectations, that passion can, you know, sometimes come out as negativity.
It's like they love Homestuck so much
yeah.
that they can't help but be critical of it.
Uh-huh.
It's almost like tough love in a way.
Right, right.
And that passion also kind of spills over into how they interact with each other.
Oh, interesting.
There are these heated debates
about
interpretations, jokes.
Wow.
Even the meanings of specific words.
You got to expect some disagreements in any group that's really passionate.
Yeah.
I mean, what's important is that these conflicts, they often come from this genuine desire to understand the work on, like, a much deeper level.
Yeah.
They care enough to argue, and that engagement, even when it gets a little heated, it makes the community more dynamic.
It's like a family arguing over dinner.
Exactly.
You know, they might disagree.
Yeah.
But they're still connected by this shared love for Homestuck.
Mm-hmm.
And when they're not busy debating, they're doing things like this album game.
Album game.
Yeah. Where they recommend music to each other.
Huh.
Based on like these totally random criteria.
Interesting. So the album game is like, it shows how different their musical tastes are.
Exactly.
We see everything from, like, black metal to video game soundtracks.
Yeah.
Which shows that even in this, you know, niche community, there's a wide range of influences.
Totally. Yeah. One user mentions listening to black metal while they're reading.
Okay.
Well, another one shares how much they love the Christmas music from Ragnarok Online.
Wow.
They even posted a little audio clip.
That's awesome.
Yeah. But in the middle of all the fun and games, there's this word that keeps popping up.
What's that?
Grim.
Grim, huh?
Yeah.
That's interesting.
It seems like it highlights these moments of like disillusionment or disappointment.
Mm.
Could be like nostalgia for the golden age of Homestuck, you know?
I see.
Or maybe even a fear that the comic or the fandom itself is losing its way.
It's like they're looking back on the early days
with
fondness, but also with a little bit of sadness.
Yeah.
Like something's been lost.
Exactly. And that feeling of exclusivity is even stronger with all these cryptic references sprinkled throughout the posts.
Oh, like what?
Things like Rotten Marzipan, Jenny, and MX.
Interesting.
These inside jokes are like little breadcrumbs, leading us deeper into the community's own mythology.
Mm-hmm.
They create this feeling of exclusivity.
Right.
Where only those who are really immersed, they get the meaning.
It's like their own secret code.
Totally. You're either in on the joke or you're left out.
Yeah.
But here's where things get really interesting.
Okay, I'm listening.
One user suggests using AI.
AI?
Yeah. To analyze the forum.
To do what?
And create a Homestuck session.
What's a session?
Basically, it's like a storyline.
Okay.
Based on the community's interactions.
Huh. That's where the discussion takes a turn toward the future of fandom.
Yeah.
This idea of AI, you know, analyzing and understanding all these complex human interactions, then using that to make something creative, it's exciting, but also a little scary.
It's like they're asking the AI, hey, tell us a story about ourselves.
Yeah.
But that brings up all sorts of questions, right?
Mm-hmm.
How accurate would that story even be?
Right.
And would we even want to know what an AI thinks of us?
Good question.
Yeah. These are things we'll definitely keep exploring as we go deeper.
For sure.
But for now, what stands out to you from this initial look at the HHE forum?
You know, for me, it's the passion.
Yeah.
Whether they're dissecting characters, arguing about the creator, or just joking around, you can feel this energy, this engagement.
Totally. And that energy is what keeps online communities going, right?
Exactly. It's this constant push and pull between tradition and new ideas.
Yeah.
Between celebrating the past and shaping the future.
It's like they're building this living, breathing world right in front of us.
Mm-hmm.
And we're just starting to explore it.
We've only scratched the surface.
Yeah.
Let's see what else we can find.
Let's dive deeper.
So as we go deeper into this HSG time capsule, their relationship with Andrew Hussey, the creator of Homestuck, gets even more interesting.
It really does. It's like this roller coaster of emotions.
Yeah.
One minute they're like praising him as a genius. Then the next they're saying he ruined the whole comic. It's like watching some family drama play out online.
It shows how much ownership fans can feel, you know? Especially in these online communities.
Yeah.
They put so much of themselves into this world.
Yeah.
They feel like they have a right to have a say in where it goes.
Right. It's not just passively reading or watching.
Yeah.
They're active participants in the Homestuck universe.
Yeah.
And when Hussey does something they don't like, they're not afraid to say it.
Exactly. And that can come out in a lot of ways.
Yeah.
Like playful teasing or just straight up harsh criticism.
Yeah.
It's a reminder that fandom, even though it's usually driven by love, can be a breeding ground for, you know, intense criticism and negativity.
And that negativity really comes out when they talk about what they see as the decline of Homestuck.
Right.
They often use that word grim as a way to express their disappointment.
It's interesting, this whole grim thing.
Yeah.
Is it nostalgia? Like, are they longing for those early days of Homestuck?
Could be.
Or are they scared that the comic has lost what made it unique?
Right.
Or maybe it's more about how the community itself has changed and maybe fragmented over time.
Yeah, it's like they're mourning the loss of this shared experience.
Mm.
That feeling of being part of something really special and unique.
Yeah.
And that feeling of exclusivity.
Yeah.
It's made even stronger by all the inside jokes and cryptic references they use.
Right, those inside jokes.
Yeah.
It's like they're shibboleth. You know, like linguistic passwords separating the insiders from everyone else.
Right, right.
They solidify the community's boundaries and make people who are in the know feel like they belong.
So it's kind of like a double-edged sword.
Exactly.
On one hand, these inside jokes bring the community closer.
Yeah.
But on the other hand, they can make it hard for newcomers to feel welcome.
For sure.
Or even understand what's going on.
That's the struggle a lot of online communities have, right?
Totally.
How do you keep that shared identity, but not scare away new people? It's a question that goes way beyond just HSG. It's about the whole dynamic of online culture.
But even with, you know, the negativity and the gatekeeping, there's still a lot of creativity and humor in this forum.
Absolutely. I mean, the amount of fan-made content is incredible.
It's impressive.
It shows how passionate they are.
Yeah. They're creating parodies. They're writing these elaborate theories.
Mm-hmm.
They're even trying to map the characters onto real-world demographics.
Right. Like one user is giving the troll characters European nationalities,
yeah,
and another is mapping them onto U.S. states.
That's so creative.
It's like they're finding new ways to understand these fictional characters.
Yeah.
To blur the lines between fantasy and reality.
And that desire to connect fiction and reality.
Yeah.
It extends to how they see the creator himself.
Right.
Remember how obsessed they were with Andrew Hussey's height?
Uh-huh.
It's like they want to humanize him, to bring him down to earth.
To make him seem more relatable.
Exactly. Like he's just a regular guy, just like them.
I see what you mean.
And speaking of regular guys, there's this whole thread where they're debating whether a certain character is gay.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. It's interesting how fandom can be a way to explore these social issues and personal identities.
Definitely.
They're putting their own experiences and values onto these characters.
Mm-hmm.
Using them as a way to think about representation and inclusivity.
So it's not just about escaping reality.
Right.
It's about using fiction to understand and engage with the real world.
Exactly. And that engagement takes many forms.
Uh-huh.
From memes to serious debates.
It's this constant back and forth between, yeah, the individual and the group,
mm-hmm,
between the personal and the political.
And let's not forget about the music.
The album game.
Yeah. It's this constant reminder of how different their musical tastes are.
It's like a sonic tapestry.
I like that.
Made up of all these different threads, black metal, video game soundtracks, everything.
Yeah, it shows how shared passions, even for something as specific as music, can really bring people together.
It's like they're saying,
yeah,
we may disagree about a lot of things, but we can all agree that this music is awesome.
Totally. But then there's that lingering grimness that keeps popping up.
Right.
It's like a ghost haunting the forum.
It's a reminder that even in places online where people go to escape and fantasize,
mm-hmm,
real world anxieties and disappointments can creep in.
Right. It's like they're dealing with this inevitability of change.
Yeah.
This fear that something they love might be disappearing.
And it's in this context,
yeah,
that the conversation about AI-generated content becomes even more fascinating.
You're right. The AI, yeah, this idea of using AI to analyze the forum and create a Homestuck session.
Uh-huh.
It's a look into the future of creative expression.
It is. It's like they're asking the AI to tell them a story about themselves.
Yeah.
But it makes you think about some important questions.
What kind of question?
About the role technology plays in shaping our stories and how we see ourselves.
Right. As AI gets more advanced.
Yeah.
We have to think about the ethical side of it.
Definitely.
Especially in creative fields.
Who's in control of the story?
Yeah.
Who owns it?
These are big questions.
That are going to become even more important as AI keeps evolving.
It's like we're standing at the edge of something new.
It is.
Excited, but also a little scared of what's coming.
But one thing's for sure.
What's that?
The HSG forum, with all its passion, its quirks and anxieties,
yeah,
it gives us this amazing insight into how online communities are navigating this uncharted territory.
It's really amazing to me as we like wrap up this deep dive into HSG,
yeah,
how this corner of the internet, you know, it seems so niche,
right,
but it tells us so much about being human.
It really does. It's easy to focus on the inside jokes and all that. But at the end of the day, what we see is a community dealing with things we all deal with. Love, loss, belonging, trying to make sense of the world.
Absolutely. And they're struggling with their relationship with Hussey, you know, the creator.
Right.
They're sad about what they see as the decline of something they love.
Yeah.
And they're even questioning how technology will shape their future.
It's a good reminder that behind every username and avatar,
mm-hmm,
there's a real person with real feelings and experiences.
And what's so cool is how open they are.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
They're willing to share these really personal thoughts and feelings.
With people they don't even know.
Yeah, with strangers.
They've created this space where it's okay to be passionate, to have strong opinions, to,
yeah,
be a little messy even.
Totally. It's like a safe space to geek out, argue, joke around, mm-hmm, and just be themselves.
And speaking of new possibilities,
yeah.
that conversation about using AI to make a Homestuck session.
I know, it keeps coming back to me too.
It's such a fascinating idea.
It is, like having an AI analyze all these conversations and then tell a story based on them.
It shows how interested we are in AI, you know, and its potential to understand and maybe even copy human creativity.
It's like they're saying, hey, AI, show us who we are.
Right.
But it also raises questions about authenticity and ownership, you know,
like who owns that story?
Yeah. If an AI creates it based on our conversations.
Right.
And is it even real art if a human didn't make it?
These are questions we're going to have to face as AI becomes more a part of how we create things.
The line between what humans make and what machines make is getting blurry.
For sure.
And how HSG is dealing with all this. It's like a preview of what's to come for art and storytelling.
I think you're right.
It's like they're pioneers, you know?
Yeah.
Going into uncharted territory.
Helping us navigate all these exciting, but also maybe a little scary possibilities.
But even with all that uncertainty,
yeah,
there's this resilience in this community. Mm-hmm. This ability to adapt is really inspiring.
They're always finding new ways to connect with each other. To create, to express themselves.
They don't shy away from challenges, from debates, from disagreements.
And that's what keeps things interesting.
Yeah, that intellectual back and forth.
It keeps the community alive and dynamic.
It's like a digital campfire.
I like that.
Where they gather to tell stories, to argue about meaning, and just keep that passion for Homestuck burning.
And even if we don't get every single inside joke.
Right, because we're outsiders.
We can still appreciate their energy and dedication.
Absolutely. Their enthusiasm is contagious.
It is.
And they're not afraid to really dive into these discussions about something they love.
And that reminds us that real fandom.
Yeah.
It's more than just sitting back and enjoying something.
It's about actively shaping the culture around it.
Exactly.
And with that, we come to the end of our deep dive into the HSG forum.
It's been quite a journey.
It has. Full of twists and turns, you know.
A lot of insights that made us think.
Mm-hmm.
And a good amount of humor, too.
It really shows what the internet is all about.
This vibrant, constantly changing space where people can connect, share their passions, and push the boundaries of creativity.
So, to everyone listening, remember that even in the most hidden corners of the internet, there are communities like HSG, full of passion, full of quirks, full of life.
And who knows? Maybe their exploration of AI will lead to brand new ways of making art.
Yeah.
Blurring the lines between human and machine.
Challenging how we define creativity itself.
Exactly.